Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July 26, 2016, a rainy Tuesday down here in the south of Brazil in Porto Alegre. My name is Marcos Gazana and this is episode 118 of the Follow English Podcast. Today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between inheritance and heritage. A couple of weeks ago, one of my students came up with this doubt, the difference between heritage and inheritance. And then I found a few things online and I want to share with you. And also, besides discussing the meaning, I want, between the two words, I want to give you some examples, some collocations that you can use with both of these words. So, first thing here, I would like to say that both heritage and inheritance refer to things that you get from your parents or ancestors or others you have some association with after their deaths. Inheritance, when used literally, refers to money, real estate, or other tangible property. Heritage, on the other hand, refers to intangible things like ideals, knowledge, and moral standards. For example, you might say, my inheritance from my grandfather included $50,000 and a house in Virginia. But on the other hand, if you want to use the word, one example for the word heritage, our founding fathers left us a heritage of liberty and justice. The verb inherit, which comes from the noun inheritance, can be used for either idea. I inherited my father's antique car collection, or even I inherited my father's love of basketball. So these are some examples, but I want to give you some more collocations. Basically, to sum up, inheritance is used with tangible things like properties, money, real estate, and heritage refer to intangible things like ideals, knowledge, or even moral standards. Then some common collocations with the word heritage would be rich, so a rich heritage, natural heritage, common heritage, or even national heritage. Folk songs are part of our common heritage. This is one example. Another set of words that collocates with heritage would be architectural heritage, artistic heritage, cultural, historical, and literary heritage. A verb that can be used with the word with the noun heritage is the verb have, as in the example, the city has an exceptionally rich heritage of historic buildings, or the verb preserve or even protect. So protecting our heritage of wild plants. A heritage can be followed, the noun heritage can be followed by another noun. In this case here, some common collocations would be heritage center or heritage museum or even heritage site. Moving on to give you some examples of how words collocate with inheritance. Remember that inheritance basically means property or money that you got from your parents, ancestors, or some, or whatever people you have some association with. Some common adjectives used with inheritance would be large, small, or even rightful. He accused, one example here, he accused his younger brother of trying to steal his rightful inheritance. You can also use verbs with the noun inheritance. For example, to leave somebody an inheritance. She left him an inheritance of 100,000 pounds. By the way, these are some examples from the Oxford Collocations Dictionary for Students of English that I often use here in my episodes. So it's easy to find this dictionary at any bookstore. Other verbs that can be used with inheritance are come into or enter into, like, or to receive. When he was 21, he came into a large inheritance. To claim inheritance, so when his father died, he returned to England to claim his inheritance. To renounce, so to renounce or to even to challenge. So jealous relatives tried to challenge her inheritance. To steal or to restore somebody to inheritance. The Earl of Arundel's heir was restored to his inheritance and granted the lordship of Chirk. To divide, the inheritance was divided equally among all the sons, and even to share. There is also nouns that can follow the noun inheritance, for example, inheritance tax or even inheritance law. And prepositions by and through. Let me read a couple of examples here. The system involved inheritance by the eldest son, or inheritance through marriage. Moving on to the verb inherit, you could use another verb before the verb inherit. The verb stand to. He stood to inherit property worth £5 million. That means he was likely to inherit. Or the preposition from. She inherited some money from her mother. Or the phrases be genetically inherited. How many of these traits are genetically inherited? So that means passed on from one generation to the other, to the next. So this is it. This is it about inheritance and heritage. Remember the basic difference between the nouns heritage and inheritance is how tangible the things you're talking about are. So if you're talking about intangible things, that means abstract things like knowledge or moral standards, then you should use the word heritage. Whereas if you're talking about tangible things like property, money, etc., etc., then you should use the word inheritance. So before I finish, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br for Brazil. So pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher Radio or any other podcatcher you might be using, like Podomatic, and this is just to name a few. So thank you for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.